One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I hope. Are we recording? I hope you're sitting down. Tampa, Florida, the 21st, 22nd, April 4 and 5, down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, at Uncle Vinny's. April 18, 19th, Key West, Florida, May 2nd and 3rd. I zip out to the West Coast, and I'm going to be in Los Angeles. I don't know why I'm delivering this like I'm some kind of a schlocky salesman. Come see me live. D.C. in May, Salt Lake City in June, Cleveland in June, Canada in July. JimNorton.com/tour. Be there or be square.
Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems.
Okay. Welcome to Jim Norton Can't Save You. I'm really bad at introing a show and starting a show, but thank you guys for coming. Mateo and Nick, I appreciate you being here. I know you guys are crazy busy, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So excited to be here.
I know, and you walked in and you were at Radio City before doing promo, and it's just what different lives we lead. That's such a great thing to be doing in the morning.
Yes. You know, thanks. I don't know what to say.
And Nick, we've never met before. I don't think we have, right?
Maybe briefly at the Cellar, but not like...
Never a conversation. Yeah, but I like your stuff. I've been watching... I was watching your day in the life. You guys are very fun.
His shitty vlogs. His shitty vlogs.
Okay,
with his shaky hands. By the way, everything that's interesting, never filmed. We get into an elevator, no conversations happening. Oh, I should film this. Like, talk about like the worst person to vlog.
Yeah, I'm also very bad at discerning between what is very interesting content and what is just me and my fat neck walking down the street. And that's what most of my things wind up. It's just me like a fucking blinking frog.
Well, mine just have my razor burn and shaking with my early onset tremors. But that's what they expect at this point.
Do you have tremors? Are you like a nervous guy?
It's not nerves. My family, I don't know what it is, but my grandpa, my mom, they all shake really bad. And then I've started developing
that
as
well.
You
also have nerves. We were sitting at Starbucks not more than 10 minutes ago and a steamer for one of the went off and it goes, Jesus Christ!
Well, I scare easily. That's not nerves. I just
very
scare
easily.
Very easily.
Roller coasters, he passes out on them and screams bloody murder. You would literally think he's being tortured on the roller coaster.
Well, I was watching one of your vlogs and it showed you sitting on the roller coaster, but I don't think you showed the ride.
Because we weren't allowed to. They were monitoring. They're like, it's federal law. You can't have your phone out.
Oh, because it might fly out and hit somebody.
Our friend Donnie, who's a huge fan of yours, actually, if you want to say hi to Donnie.
Hello, Donnie. Thank you. This, by the way, pardon me, rank amateur. I'm looking into the light. I'm not even looking at a camera. Fucking rookie. Thanks, Donnie. Looking into the back of the computer.
Staring at the sink.
Oh, what an asshole. Yeah. I'm so not used to a compliment. Where's Donnie? Bring him on. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, but Donnie was trying to record it, but at what, you know, at some point it's like you're flying all over. But there's this one thing in what was it called in Pittsburgh? The
Fright Night.
But no, what's the Kennywood is what the what it's the called. Amusement park. So one of the old roller coasters is it does like a jump. So there's like about a 5 foot gap where there is no roller coaster. The roller coaster, like the wood below, the roller coaster just jumps. Nick saw it and goes, "Jesus, are we going in the ocean? Good God!" I said, "Yeah, Nick, we're going in the fucking ocean." Oh, what's that smell? It's Jesus.
In my defense, I black out on the ride. So when I blacked out and woke too, we were coming down. I didn't know where we were going.
Also, we went in a haunted house and Nick acted like a hysterical woman in a 1950s movie being chased by a murderer. It got so bad that the actors themselves had to leave because they were laughing so hard.
They broke character and they were like, "Are you okay?"
This is just for fun. We don't mean to fucking...
They messaged us after and they were like, "You really... You did the most."
Nick was clapping. He was going, "Let us cross! Let us cross!"
I was Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
People love you, though. Like, I hear a lot how much they enjoy your chemistry together, and you're really funny, man.
It's really
funny. He doesn't know anything. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Well, that's...
I will say I was fairly dismayed when I saw the Big Bang Theory about wiping out dinosaurs.
You know where I was coming from.
I did, yes.
What?
Yes.
I don't know where you were coming from.
You do, because it is confusing.
The creation of life in the universe or when the dinosaurs on one measly planet died have nothing in common.
They called the whole asteroid hitting the Earth and killing the dinosaurs the Big Bang. I swear that has been brought up.
Possibly.
I stand by it.
Okay. I'm not saying somebody else didn't say that was a clip I watched last night. It was very, very, very funny. We have calls on. People call in. Sometimes we can help them. Sometimes we can't. But if you have anyone on the phone,
yep.
Smooth, oh. Jim.
The Chicxulub Impactor is what it was called?
Chicxulub
Impactor. Chicxulub Impactor.
I still think that's a made-up word. I've never heard that in my life.
Isn't that a location? Chicxulub, isn't that a place?
It's now a resort in Mexico.
A place. That is, that's where we stayed in Mexico.
Yeah.
It was the strip club in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh my God,
what's that?
Wet.
Oh, you're on mute. Yeah, okay, you put your headphones on. Stick here.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Hold on, madam. I'm there. Oh, everyone's putting their headphones on. We'll
Nick's tremors can't even allow him to open
God,
it.
Oh, God, I pinched myself. No, hold on.
Nick's getting settled in, man. Don't rush him. He's putting his headphones on. We
Nick,
have a whole production
give me
here.
These headphones.
I don't know how to work.
They're confusing. I understand. No, but these are difficult.
Okay.
My God, Nick.
I don't wear headphones. I don't like things on my ears.
Okay. Okay, great. There we go. The headphones are on, Miss. Crisis averted. Okay. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Aaron.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. You know, I'm big fan, Mateo and Jim. Love it.
Thank you.
Fucking smoking weed in my kitchen.
Not Nick, thank you.
Yeah.
Drag me.
That was really hurtful. You mentioned two of the three, and you purposely let Nick out in the cold. It's not right.
That's right. Not a fan, I get it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, man.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if I should keep doing something that I keep doing in my life.
Okay, it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blowing comedians?
So,
yes.
Well, you know, what? Maybe that's a new hobby I should get into. Because last night, I have a specific fetish where I ask people to pretend to have non-consensual sex with me. It's called consensual non-consent.
Consensual
non-consensual,
of course.
And, and it's last night I did one of those. Like, I came to this dude's house and you know, he went like and attacked me and all that, and we had like a fun little like pretend sexual assault like fetish hookup, but like it maybe lasted like 5 minutes, and when he was over, when we were he gave me the finger guns and said break time. Just,
well, at least it ended on a sexy
very,
note.
I was going to say, that alone, I think you should end it.
It's very anticlimactic.
Yeah, that really is a buzz. Yeah, consensual, non-consensual. That's pretty common. That's not crazy.
Yeah, I mean, as long as everyone's on the same page, then it's fine. But the finger gun,
like this, like
yeah,
like that?
Like he pointed finger guns at you? I don't understand either.
Or he put it in his mouth like he was pretending to s*** himself.
That was so bad he was going to s*** himself.
Dude, I wish because, oh my God. But he just kind of gave it as like a casual sort of, we're done, like sort of like the farm.
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of
okay. Oh, I got you. Okay, the Fonz. Right.
Like the Fonz, a great reference. You're obviously over 40. There's no way you're 22 and you're yanking the Fonz out of thin air. look,
you're either watching Nick at Night when you were a teenager, or you lived at the time the Fonz was popular.
Yeah, you're either just you're a TV kid or you're an old lady. Now listen, here's what happened. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you like, as long as both people know what it is going in. Like, I've had people spring weird things on me, and I'm like, I wish I would have known that beforehand.
Sure.
But I think I'm more submissive anyway than like a dominant. Like I'll do that, but I'm not good at dominating somebody. I just don't have the physical.
I know. I said if I'm going to be dominating somebody, I have to pretend I'm Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Like I really have to put on some kind of theatrical. It's true, Livu. Like I can't. It has to turn into theater, like a zip zap zop in my mind in order to be super dominant.
Is that not your thing?
No, it is. I mean, it just depends on chemistry with somebody. You right. know what I mean? So, but generally speaking, no, I don't really come across. I mean, Nick's.
When have you ever been dominant?
Nick is the only top I've ever met who wears a full pussy blouse
and
then
asks
someone to just get on all fours.
Actually, there's been one time that I was coerced into being dominant, unbeknownst to me. Where a man was performing a sexual act on me, and he kept saying, "You like that, daddy? Is this good, daddy?" Which I did not ask him to do.
He kept calling you sir.
He kept going, "Yes, sir, yes, sir." And I was like,
"Very
okay,
well raised."
This is sprung on me, so I will play along. And I said, "Good boy." And he stopped mid-sex act, looked up at me, and said, "I'm not a boy." And
the fucking worst. He lapses into a role play, doesn't tell you the rules, and instead of getting out of it really sexy, stops and gets real about it. That right. guy sucks.
I'm wearing a woman's blouse. I'm not a sir either. So what are we doing here? If anything, call me ma'am.
All right, yeah. So the whole thing was nobody really knew what was going on.
Right. But, so as long as whoever you are, caller, as long as you all know yeah. what's going on beforehand, then hey, yeah.
truly, I think it
own.
Has nothing to do about the consensual, non-consensual. It has more well, about the Fonz
the
thing
finger
at the end. Also, that it lasted 5 minutes. Did it last 5 minutes for you, or did he come in 5 minutes?
No, neither of us actually came. And you know, in terms of just what? Like how consensual everything felt, it felt entirely fine. You know, we had a great like system of yeah. safe words and stuff.
No, we're going to the Fonz. We need to get off the consensual exactly. thing. We're on the Fonz and no one came. So
he ends like the Fonz, but he fucks like Potsy.
Did you finger gun back?
No, I didn't. I just kind of went.
You should have rolled over on the ground like a dog. You know, when dogs, like, you do like the bang bang and then the dog does the trick. Something to over embarrass him for his actions, to show him how embarrassing he is. Like, what a fucking moron. But how come no one came? 5 minutes. I mean, that's child's play. Like, I don't understand sure. 5 minutes. What 5 minutes? What did you even do?
Well, yeah. And why did it wrap up after 5 minutes instead of coming?
He seemed very disinterested in like helping me get physically aroused for this, which is kind of a catch 22, right? Because I'm supposed to be pretending that
right.
I don't
sure.
want it.
But it's 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe, well, he had a hard time staying hard, and I think maybe neither of us felt like much of a personal connection. Yeah. I thought
well,
I would
it's
have
hard
more
to have a personal connection
him,
when
but...
you're like, please put me in danger.
Absolutely. Right? Especially when you're making love to a 70s icon. I mean, the pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he come in with a leather jacket? Yeah. And...
were Laverne and Shirley double ass banging with a dildo between them? Did the big ragu come in?
Did
and
you wear an L on your shirt?
He had a
right,
nice
miss.
House,
well, thank
though.
You very much for the...
oh, there you go. That's always go. Nice. Sure. They have a nice
house.
You
got
house.
To see some nice property.
Yeah. That worked out really nice.
That works.
Good boy. I'm not a boy. That's going to annoy me all day. the correction in the middle of it. Spring shit on
in
somebody.
In the middle.
In the middle of it. That's
did we finish? Of course. But in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's just such a vibe kill. That's such a buzz
such
kill.
Such a vibe kill.
All right. Well, thank yeah. you for the call, madam, and good luck.
Yes.
Godspeed.
Thank you very
really
much.
Asking advice, but I think it's okay to do that stuff.
Of course. But also, what about
anytime
these?
Anyone's okay with it, both, if no one's getting hurt, actually, then that's actually fine. I mean, I just think about embarrassing moments during sex. I remember years ago, I was like 21. I was having sex with this bartender, and he had me topping, and he was reacting so like over the top, like, oh, yeah. I wanted, in my head, I'm literally like, Stop it. You're not enjoying it that much. Now cut it out.
I 100%, if I'm fucking somebody and they're like really, if they're like giving me an average response, I'm like, this is perfect.
Right.
This
is where I'm getting what I deserve.
Actually fair.
Yeah, I'm getting, my effort is matching your response. But if they're acting like I'm really fucking their brains out, I'm like, this is not.
Because it makes me mad because comics, we're way too self-aware to know if someone's faking it or not faking it. So for me, if someone is way over the top, like who's the, then in my head goes, who's the asshole that's buying this?
Yes, and who are you doing this for?
Right.
This is not turning me on.
Yeah,
this
who is it for?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're getting embarrassed during, I mean, you're in better shape than me, so I get embarrassed physically, but just like there's one of those moments where you say something or you feel like you lose the connection.
Constantly.
It's humiliating.
Literally constantly, yeah. No, I haven't been embarrassed in a while, but I mean, I'm just like when I was single and running around and I was doing, you know, then there's more so when I drank in my 20s, there were embarrassing things. You wake up, you're like, how did I get here? I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to embarrass me. Although one time I did try poppers and I blacked out on the guy. So I guess that's embarrassing.
Well, blacked out, I mean you passed out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Nick doesn't drink or do any drugs.
I've never done them before. And he was like, you want to try? And I was like, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, poppers are rough.
Poppers
yeah.
don't, but they're fine. I'm fine with them.
No. It's a hard pass for me. Especially ever since that.
Don't they give you a headache too?
Yes.
After, if you do it too many, you're like, you hear like a ringing in your ear. You're like, I did too much.
I did them as a kid. We had them, but they weren't for sexual purposes. We were just getting high with them. But I mean, I think that's what it's amyl nitrate, right? Is that what it is?
Isn't that the same as like Whippets or something?
Yeah, they make you feel pretty good. We have another caller. Join over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use the code Norton for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Thanks once again to our friends at Manscaped. Look, spring cleaning, it's not just for getting rid of that stupid fedora that you thought was going to come back, which isn't going to come back and you look stupid in it. It's for real cleanup. Manscaped's Beard and Balls Bundle. I like saying that. The Beard and Balls Bundle means you take care of your beard and you take care of your balls. There is nothing worse than a sloppy, unkempt idiot who doesn't take care of his beard and especially doesn't take care of his balls. If your pubes are growing wild all over the place, no woman is going to want to put her face there. It's unpleasant to look at. It's not hygienic. Do you really want to hear this? It's like you're having sex with a cat. No one likes that. So take the ball trimmer and go down there and manscape yourself a nice little smooth, low-cut area. By the way, makes your penis look bigger. I don't know why I'm whispering that, but it does. The dog is bothering me. Stop it. I'm talking about penises. I can't pick up my animal. But if your pubes are all overgrown, I used to have, this is true, my pubes are awful. They grow straight. They really are awful. They look like weeds. And my penis would be here. And it would be, the pubes would be just kind of branching out all over. And it was a disaster. It looked like a slightly taller guy surrounded by shorter, hairy guys. But not even much shorter, hairy guys. But once I trim it down, the beard, sometimes I'm smooth shaven. Sometimes I want to look rugged. I just give like a little. I always use the beard trimmer. If your pubes are like mine used to be, you look smaller because it looks like a bunch of hedges with like a little fleshy army helmet poking over. No woman thinks that's attractive. All right. All-in-one grooming. The Beard Hedger does keep your beard nice and crisp like a freshly bloomed flower. You may want to phrase it in a more masculine way, but that's how they phrase it. Now, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, it clears out the underbrush. Okay, I do kind of like that. Confidence grows with the right tools. If your beard and your pubes are in good shape, the Beard and Balls Bundle, they come in little cases. Look at this. With, by the way, different lengths if you want to. I imagine this is for the beard. I mean, how many pubic lengths do we need? Do I want it to be an eighth of an inch or do I want it to be 2 feet? Trim your beard, fix your pubes, 20% off. Norton is the code. Don't cut corners on your grooming routine. Upgrade to the Beard and Balls Bundle from Manscaped. Visit manscaped.com, use the code Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N, and you get 20% off, plus you get free shipping, or if you need it today, and you might. You can find Manscaped at a store near you. Stay fresh this season, for everyone's sake. Level up your grooming game today. Manscaped.com. Use the code Norton. 20% off and free shipping.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, welcome to the program with Nick and Mateo.
Hi, Ben.
Ben, the two of us, we look no more.
Stop.
We both found what we were looking for.
They hate when you sing. You have to stop.
Michael Jackson singing yes. to a pet rat.
You know what, Ben? And there was also Gentle Ben the Bear, which Mother reminded me that I would always cry when Grizzly Adams was over and Gentle Ben was going away. Not an interesting story. Your song was much nicer. But that is actually a very good song. Hi, Ben. You've inspired a lot from Mateo and myself.
Where are you calling from, Ben?
Yeah. Where?
Chicago, Illinois.
My hometown.
Wow. Go Bears.
Yes. Yes.
And the Bulls.
Yes.
And the
I wish this
Black
conversation
Hawks. Black what?
Blackhawks.
That's oh, Black not what Hawks, I heard.
Yeah, I should have said that slower. I realized that was my fault. So a non hockey fan, you have to say Black Hawks. You know, not the Black Hawks. Yes. Hi. What's up, Ben?
All right. So I'm 25 years old. I'm single and straight in Chicago. I've been here for a year and a half. I do improv comedy, so I've like met like a whole bunch of people. But I have not been able to meet a single person. And I know this is like the most boring, you know, usual advice. But I guess, like, how do you approach? Do you have any advice for approaching people?
You haven't met a single person overall? To date or be friends with?
I would stop doing improv.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really going to get a girl hard if you're wet and you're hard if you're like zip, zap, zop? Like, we're on the moon. We're not on the moon. I mean, it's improv. Are you at Second City? Or are you at, where are you?
I'm not at Second City. No, I'm at smaller theaters.
Oh, the indignity. Get out of there. Go, the indignity.
He's saying he's humiliating himself by not even being at Second City.
I mean, improv. It's enough.
It's rough. That's a rough sell. Unless you're really good at really good improv is great to watch.
Yes, but that's 0.1% of
He's having a hard time. What do you say when you approach?
I'm not leading with improv though.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like I'm not.
Are
I'm
you
not
only going
people,
for
hey,
the,
up?
Improv
I'm the improv
girls?
Comedian.
Ah, yes. Good question.
No, actually, my goal in the beginning, I was told not to date. In the improv community, which I was fine with.
See, I think you'll have better luck within the improv community.
Okay. Yeah. Who says, who calls, by the way, who are you talking to that referred to it as the improv community? I don't think any of us like that. I know I don't. I'm a member of the improv community.
You know, the people that we all know each other because we all go to different theaters and whatnot around town.
I think you should go for the girls in the improv community because you're more likely
predatorial,
but you're more likely to date or get with one of them because you have similar interests.
But it's improv. You can't even say, can we run a scene with each other because you're just improvising everything. So it feels even more humiliating to sit with there and be like, okay, give me a name and a place. But that could be hot.
Role play?
A situation.
All right, I'm a guy with no clothes on. You're a woman sitting there with your eyes closed, yawning. You could date where you work if you're both.
Okay,
all
fine.
Kind
so
of
I'll
like
date somebody within the improv community.
That's our advice.
Who
yeah.
cares? Yeah.
Don't listen to "Don't shit where you eat." You absolutely shit and eat in the same place.
At the same time, actually.
Same
yeah.
time, preferably. Yeah.
Kill two birds at one stone.
Make it a scene.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not? I mean, if you like somebody and they work with you, they understand. There's the disadvantages, like if it gets ugly, you got to look at each other. But if it works out, you understand each other's schedule. You understand, like, she knows what you're doing on a Tuesday night when you go out to improv. She doesn't want you to stay home. She gets it.
Yeah. It's funny that you guys say that because I actually just found somebody that I was like, that I've been into, and she was into me for a while. And we almost started dating. We went out on like one date, and then she said she was too busy with improv to go out with me. I honestly think that she just didn't like me very much.
I think that's right. Yeah, well, you should have stopped. You should have said freeze. Yeah, look, I'm too busy with improv to a guy who does improv. That's
right.
Really.
Did she know you did improv?
Yeah.
Was she in Second
yeah, she
City?
Did.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, she probably
she's
met
territorial.
A more prestigious improver. Or is your improv good?
My improv's okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm that's pretty good. No.
Like, I've seen, like, so Shears the Maid and Nicole Byer, I watched do improv, and it's like another, like, they're so
right.
connected to
right.
each other that they're able, but I also wonder if they do that because they know each other so well that they can build and build and build and build and build. You know, but improv in general can be a tough sell.
Are you good at it?
I've never done it.
Oh, yeah.
He's terrible.
I'd be really bad at it. Let's do it.
He can do impressions.
I can do impressions. So I can do like Liza on the Moon, but I don't know how to do improv.
If Liza went to the moon. I don't even enjoy improv. Like, I've seen Amy Poehler do it, and I've watched, I forget who all she did it with at UCB one time, and she was great. I'm like, oh, this is why people like this.
Yeah.
But it's just, I never really enjoyed it.
I enjoy it when it's done really well.
Have you done it?
I haven't done it, but I've seen it where I'm like, oh, this is enjoyable. They're right. doing it really well.
Let's try an improv scene. Okay, give us a location and give us a scenario.
Ben, hit it.
Let's do a Wendy's, and you guys just realize your cousin's working behind the counter.
Oh, my God. Who wants to start?
I'll be the cousin.
Okay.
So you guys can come up to me.
And we're dating.
Okay, yes. Oh, my God. Cousin Frank.
I didn't say you come up here. Been long time no see. I work at Wendy's.
You do, and we always figured you would. And you're doing such a great job. This is my new friend, Nick. Ignore the band-aid.
Friend?
Well, it's Cousin Frank is not the most open-minded. I got to get
I don't
into
like
it.
Homosexuals. And I don't like gays.
Okay, well, then you're going to have a real problem with me, sir.
Ma'am, step aside.
Thank you.
That's about it.
Yep. Yeah, how was that?
I mean, there we go.
And a rap. I hope you got that, Mike, on film. Because
Second City,
that's
they're it. Calling.
Yeah. It's hard. Improv is... I always lose interest in the scene. I'm not interested in... I don't want to be a guy at Burger. I don't want to be a guy who's just on vacation with his wife and uh-oh, we see a bear in the mountain. Do we? I'm not interested in that at all. I like conversational improv.
Yeah.
All right. I shouldn't have said that. That was stupid. Gives a shit.
Ben, moral of the story, we think you should go for some girl that's in improv, but not one that's a better improv troupe than you.
Right. Yeah. One who's around your level that will get what you're doing that you can grow with. All right, Ben. And have some confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Okay. Godspeed. Good luck. Good luck. Yeah. I've never been good at the approach. I've never been good at the approach.
I was trying to zip, zap, zop with him. You know what it is? I'm so used to seller comics where we are kind of improvising with each other because we're just, but it's just hurling the most heinous, painful thing you could say to somebody else and to see what their response was. And I was trying that with Ben. I realized I'm doing seller improv, which is just being mean.
No, but it's also finding like the fucking, the chink in the armor. Like that's the fun part of it.
The what?
Like, the chink, little chink in the armor.
Okay, I thought you were going somewhere else. Was
oh,
that
no,
inappropriate?
No,
right.
no. This is it's a legit, when you, because comics are pretty guarded. So when you're looking for like that little hole to
vulnerability.
Fuck with, yeah, you're looking for something to go after.
Like medieval times.
Exactly. I've never been there. I want to go. I want to take my wife to Medieval
Times.
Oh my
God, the four of us should go.
Actually, it would be fun if the four of us went. It's
we want to go so bad. In Jersey, there's one.
There is one, right? I would love to do that. I want to go. I thought it'd
it's embarrassing to think of these actors pretending to be knights and fighting for like 13-year-olds at a birthday party.
It's the worst. Would you like some mead? Why don't you shut up?
But you get a turkey leg. How fun is that?
That I would enjoy.
How fun is that?
I would enjoy it. If I keep eating, I'm going to look like Henry VIII, so I might as well fucking eat like he ate. Fat fuck. All right. Who's on the phone? Hopefully somebody with Ozempic. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
Charlie from Florida.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. You're on with myself and Nick and Mateo.
Hey, Nick. How's it going? How are you guys doing today?
We are good.
Big fans.
Thank you.
Big fans?
Big fans.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not schizophrenic. I don't know why I said that. I had a question. Do you like when people call in with like bits and stuff like that, or are you not a big fan of that?
A bit. I would say if they tell me, hey, this is a bit, but if somebody just calls in and does a bit conversationally, I mean, I think most comics don't care for that. Most people probably don't like that. Why? Do you have a bit that you're working on?
Because now we want to hear it.
Yeah, we're dying to hear your bit.
No, it's a... I called twice, like, I don't know, it was like a month ago or so. I did call and I did, sometimes I do that. Like, I'll do like an impression or something like that. And I called and I did Carlos Mencia and I did Jesse Ventura. You probably got, do you remember that?
I have no memory of it at
like
all.
A month ago.
Yeah, I really don't.
They weren't memorable impressions,
absolutely.
Can I hear both impressions?
Yeah, could you refresh my memory? And, and please, I wiped it out like a bad childhood babysitting story. I don't know why I'm aggressive and I pinch the other kids.
Well, it was
yes.
I think that you were actually talking to somebody and I think you hung up on me.
All right. Well, it might happen again. So, give us your impression.
Yeah, we want to hear these impressions.
Well, I was just like, I called in and I was like, hello, Jim, this is Jesse Ventura.
This
is how are you?
Awful.
That's not a good Jesse Ventura.
That was not even remotely. That was Principal Skinner from The Simpsons.
Hello. This is,
I just did this and now I'm Jesse Ventura. Great.
Like, it's like, what is this impression?
Yeah, hit us with the next one because
that
was bad.
Carlos was just like, hey, it's Carlos Mencia.
Better.
Hey, I got a good idea for a show.
But to be fair, you're just doing Mexican.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Just anybody.
Yeah.
Carlos Mencia. Yeah. Yeah, Carlos Mencia is not even Mexican, right?
No, I don't know what
I know. He's like from Honduras or something.
And you said you called about a month ago with these impressions? And you haven't thought to practice
like
them since, or
like
what?
That is true. You really took for granted that they were a hit as is.
No, this was actually, honestly, like it's like it was just like a random thing. Like I don't even practice. I don't even like try to like.
You mean that was no
it.
Practice?
Was like,
that was off the cuff.
See, you know,
I've never been more infuriated by someone's confidence in my entire life. This phone call is a waste of everyone's time. These impressions are horrible. Oh, the indignity!
Yeah, that you're right. The anger at the confidence.
Oh, it was just so. I called you 3 weeks ago to do these two impressions. Okay, well, we don't remember it. Let me refresh.
Hello, I am Jesse Ventura.
It sounded like Siri was talking to me.
All right, you get 3 more weeks to practice a different one. Call back in 3 weeks with a new one.
Well, in fairness, do you do anyone else, sir? Maybe we're being a little harsh.
Yeah.
Mateo does brilliant impressions, and Nick and I enjoy
watching
him do them.
Can you do Eliza?
Yeah, can you do a woman?
I do a what?
A woman.
Oh, Jesus.
I do Dr. Fauci.
Not a woman, but okay.
I don't know what he sounds like.
I don't either.
Do you do anyone who's got a more recognizable voice than Anthony Fauci? Yes. C. Everett Koop?
Hello,
you do C. Everett Koop?
This is Bill Cosby.
This is the same impression as Jesse Ventura.
It is. It's a
You're
slower
just
Ventura.
Lowering your voice. This is infuriating.
All right, work on it and call back. I mean, I'd be delighted to hear your latest addition to this impression family you do.
I will call back. I'll call back if you want. I'll work on them.
We have no doubt. You can't stop calling, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, but hopefully I'll remember you next time. I apologize for not remembering
it
your first two.
It was thrilling to talk to, and I'll remember.
Not at all. No. I mean, like, it was just...
Thank you.
All right, big fan. You got. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yes,
Godspeed.
Thank you. That was really nice. Appreciate that.
7 minutes we'll never get back.
No, we won't get that back.
Oh, what an awful phone call.
Yeah, yeah, that happens sometimes.
Awful person.
If there's any more, we can go to another one. Yeah. Yeah, so basically, we were having a great time until you called, so I just wanted to thank you for nothing. We were coming in for a perfect landing, and then all of a sudden, the plane flipped. All right, who's on the phone?
Delta.
How's it going, guys? It's Paul from Jersey.
Hey.
Paul from Jersey. Paul. Where in Jersey?
Passaic County, Ringwood.
All right.
Ringwood. I think I used to do a gig out there. Sorry, I just ruined the show for no reason with an uninteresting fact. Go ahead. You're from Ringwood. I just had a memory come back of doing a gig. Welcome from Ringwood.
Thank you. Thank you. So my actual reason for calling in, I wanted to ask you, Jim, huge fan, love you since freaking forever ago. I was at your taping at the Cellar a couple months ago for your new special, but I haven't seen anything on it to see when it's going to be released.
We're probably looking at sometime this month, hopefully. We're in like the final edit of it is where we're at right now. It's just been hard because Mike's editing it and we've been traveling and busy, but it's coming out very shortly.
And honestly, that was the main part of my calling, but I wanted to bring up the fact with that first caller, the lady who likes to get raped. Do you remember the Louis C.K. bit on that where he was looking to hook up with some chick at a comedy club? And they didn't. And then the next day she came back.
It's
and
starting
was
to
like,
turn a little Chris Farley
forward?
At SNL. Where he's like, remember that
do you
time
remember that
when
bit
you
he
were
used
in
to
that
do?
Thing in the movie? That was cool. Also, to be fair, she didn't say that she enjoyed that she liked consensual, non-consensual. So we have to be very
she was role-playing.
Clear here.
Yeah, like Al Pacino really didn't sell drugs. He played a drug dealer. Like, you understand? That's kind of the difference. This is
even though he acts like he's always on them.
He does.
Did you ever see, what was that? You know what I'm thinking of. The Al Pacino movie in the 70s. Cruising?
Of course. Yeah. He was undercover and he's wearing the yellow one. I just like to watch. They're like, why are you wearing the fucking bandana? You want to get pissed on? I like to watch. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Who follows me on Twitter is Serpico.
Who?
Frank
who?
Serpico. Pacino played Serpico. Oh, you ever saw that?
No.
Oh, it's a very, it's a great Pacino role from the 70s. I want to say 1973.
Oh.
He played a New York cop. It's a true story. Who was he fought corruption.
So handsome.
Oh yeah, 73. He was Frank Serpico. It's a great, great Pacino movie.
So this is before The Godfather.
No, it was after, 2 years after.
Really? When was The Godfather?
1971.
Really? Wow. 70. Why did I think it was the later 70s?
I feel
That's
like he
crazy.
Looked so much younger in that than he did in The Godfather.
It actually looks a lot like me in my Bob Fosse special, Blackbird. When I was dancing. And we had the hotel across the street. And I didn't realize it was for hookers. And I was getting my makeup, so we laughed.
They were up for the same role in Godfather.
I was up for the role of Michael Corleone.
Really?
And I got Luca Brasi instead.
You did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of Luca's dialogue?
Yeah.
It was, I hope your first child is a masculine child.
Do you know, I went down, I try to figure out what it is. Why does Judy Garland, why do gays love her so much? What is
she's
it?
A messy white woman.
Is that what it is?
And like, she's talented.
Is but her it's like she just resonates with gay men. Love her, and I don't know why.
Yeah, there's something about I think it's anytime a woman can like sort of play between the well. Once she was very like
she's very it's glamorous. She was very like starlet. She was super talented.
But she's both femme and mask. I mean, she presented femme in these really nice dresses and then presented the songs quote unquote stereotypically mask, right? She wasn't soft about the singing how women were asked to be back then. She attacked them full force. She sang, you know, really, really powerfully. And there was something I think a lot of gays feel like they've got their foot in both worlds.
But she was a big supporter relatable. Of the gay community and
oh, okay. So she was
addicted
vocal.
To pills. So she oh, really sure. supported the gay
Mama
community.
Gets around her all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And then she gave birth to Liza Minnelli. I mean,
and my father was gay. Well, he wasn't out, but he was definitely gay.
Oh, was he?
Yes. Vincent Minnelli was the director for MGM. And he was so fun.
You know, it's funny, Liza. I don't know much of Liza's work. I would if you could never accuse me of being a big enjoyer of Liza. But in Arthur, I would say masterful.
Oh, thank you.
I do love that, except for that laugh you did when you found out how much Arthur was worth standing next to the horse. I hated that moment.
I forgot about Arthur.
I love it.
It's a good movie.
It's a, the you mean the new one?
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, with John Gielgud won the Oscar for that, and Dudley Moore, and he had a club foot. I don't know if you knew that about Dudley Moore.
I didn't know he had a club foot.
He had a club foot, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like a boxy right foot. One of his feet was like a was deformed.
Are you born with that?
I think so, yeah.
And why do they call it a club foot?
I believe it. Can you have a picture of a club foot? I think it looks like a club. It's
So it's turned in.
Yeah, there's something wrong with it. You have to wear a special shoe.
Oh, wow.
Forever? Or can you get surgery to fix it?
That I don't know. I have no idea. But you know,
wow, this guy called and we just completely threw him under the bus and went into our own.
That's all right. That's what
he
these
didn't
are
really
for.
Have a question.
He sparked. He wanted to ask if we remembered a bit. We didn't remember it, but he sparked the conversation about Dudley Moore's feet. And I was hoping to get there eventually.
We worked our way.
From Fonzie to Dudley Moore's feet. All right. If we have anybody else to chat with for a moment.
My name's Tom.
Oh, that was very abrupt.
Where are you calling from, Tom?
I wonder, whatever happened to Uncle Paul?
I just stopped doing it. Like, I go through phases with characters, and I do them when I feel like doing it. I haven't done Chip in a while. Like, when I'm in the mood to do it, I do it. But I do Uncle Paul a lot of times around the house. My wife hates it, which just still has that nice effect. good girl. Yeah. Give us a kiss. Kiss your tummy, make your feet kick. Yeah, it's kind of, it's one of my favorite things to do. I never did an Uncle Paul
Jim,
cameo.
Do you ever think about a Lady Di?
I do, actually. She's an old Opie and Anthony guest, and I hope she is okay. I haven't talked to her in many years, but I love Lady Di. So hopefully she is alive and well. I've lost touch with the whole old gang, even Stalker Patty. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Anytime you want to take a moonwalk down memory lane, I'll be happy to do that. Do you remember? All right, who's next?
Wait, can you hear me?
We yes. can hear you yes. now. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you, Nick.
My name's Kyle. I'm calling from Indiana. It sounded like I was just on a shitty corporate meeting.
Wow, drag.
I was just looking at the last five callers. I apologize.
No, we hear you clearly.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. Okay. So I have a question.
Sure.
So I'm recently divorced. When I got divorced, I kind of went ham. I got married when I was young and was faithful throughout my marriage. Mm. And then when I got divorced, I just kind of went crazy. Started going to strip clubs, all that stuff. Mm. And I actually met a girl from one of the clubs.
Okay.
And we kind of dated off and on. And I'm planning on marrying her now.
Oh, my God.
My question is...
You don't have to ask the question.
Yes.
Is this the movie of Anora? Did you just win an Oscar? What's happening? Is it Mikey Madison?
We're sort of dating on and off. I went crazy after my divorce, so now I'm going to marry this girl.
I totally get... She's a stripper, right? She is a stripper?
She was the hostess.
What was that?
She was the DJ.
Oh, she's the
How long have you been dating?
Yes.
About a year. She doesn't strip anymore.
Okay.
The stripping part is fine. No one cares about that. I think it's great. I'm just saying it sounds like you're rushing into something you're clearly not ready for.
Yeah, give it time. You are already married. Just have some fun. You don't need to get married yet. Keep dating.
I know. Yeah, why do you? About that too.
Well, let's get to the nitty gritty of it.
Or why she pressuring you to get married?
Why do you feel you have to marry her? Do you feel insecure that she's going to move on, and you feel like a marriage would solidify this? Do you feel like it's an expression of your love, or do you feel like what's the subtext here? What's the reason why you really want to marry this person?
That's a good question. I think it's because I was married for 12 years, and my ex-wife was, I know, nightmare. Yeah. My ex-wife was like the epitome of everything I didn't want. And then when I met her, it's like all the stuff if you had to write up the important things in a future relationship, it's like she checks all of those boxes, you know, like we get along really well. We have a lot of the same values. So my thing is not, I don't want to rush in anything. I just don't know if I'd find a better match.
Is she more attractive
than
your ex?
It's almost like a logistic thing for me.
Is she more attractive than your ex?
Yeah, to me, yes, 100%. She's my ex-wife was on the thinner side. I like, a nice full-figured gal.
Do you live together?
Yeah, she's perfect.
Well, you picked up a fat stripper?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
No, she's not fat. She's thick.
Okay. I like
and does
that.
She, in all right is places, she sort yeah. of pressuring you to get married, or she's like, whatever happens, happens?
Big girl. I think it's roomy. Definitely more pressure on her end, but I don't feel pressured necessarily.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's weird, man. I never believed in, like, soulmates or anything. I don't necessarily think I still do, but it's just, we're just fit, you know, in so many different ways. Wow. So I think it's like, you know, it's like, do I play the field and then run the risk of losing her?
Yeah, you know, no, I get it. You don't want to get greedy.
Field. I think so.
Hey, I have a question for you, Jimmy, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, we're not done with you.
Did you ever...
I think you're rushing this okay, just a tad bit. I think you're excited because you were in with a relationship with someone for 12 years. It decided that it didn't work out. You found someone else that has a completely different vibe, but you really need to not rush it. There's no pressure. The second you get married, there's a new kind of pressure
That's
on
right.
you that you are not maybe not prepared for, and you're not going to know if you're prepared for that unless you're married for or together for a long time to see if you guys can work out. I think it's way too early.
And if you feel like soulmates, whether you're married or not, you're going to be together.
That's
so
right.
Give it
yeah.
time.
That's and a right. stripper is like, it's hard when you meet a stripper to not yeah. want to keep her, because that's like a real conquest. A stripper is like to land a stripper is not easy because they see everything. So it's also a nice validation. Like, fuck, she liked me. So yeah, maybe you wait a little while. Why rush it? There's no reason to rush it.
It is. Yeah, it's a thrill.
But she gave up stripping. There's no more dual income household there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did she give up stripping, you said?
Jimmy, you got to improve this setup. I can't hear you guys real well. I'm trying.
Well, it's an app that we take the phone calls on. But so far, we've heard everything that you've said, and you've heard everything we've said. So. But duly noted.
Hey, Jimmy, if you don't mind me asking,
sure.
buddy, you never really got into the clubs, did you?
Strip clubs?
Or the
yeah,
ha ha
like
hut and the funny bone in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, can you get my
much.
Tape to someone? No, which club do you mean? The strip club? No, I would go.
No, strip clubs. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'd go occasionally, but I'm more of a. I like to come, and you can't in a strip club. I find them frustrating. Like, it's not enough.
Right.
So
and,
no.
And the Puerto Vallarta ones, I think that you could. There was
you
like
could
a
do
back
basically
room.
Anything.
It was wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was wild.
Gays are different.
A stripper yeah. walked up to Nick and put his dick on Nick's leg, and Nick just goes, oh, no, thank you.
I said no thank you, though. That's polite.
I know, but how humiliating to put your dick on someone's leg and get a no thank you.
Literally. And Nick goes, like, oh, no thank you. At a place called Wet, while the bartender was serving drinks, and behind him was just some man in a shower. And it felt, you know that energy, like when you're in an elevator, you're not supposed to look at people.
Yeah.
Like it's like an awkward, it had that vibe to it where you're like, we're staring at this naked man showering behind the bartender. I'm like, why do I feel that elevator energy of staring? Like there's something, everyone becomes a creep when you walk in.
Yeah, that might be part of the appeal of it. Like there's something, those moments are kind of sexy when you're looking at something you shouldn't be looking at, or you're creeping. So maybe there's a purposeful, or maybe it's just, I mean, that's just what I think is attractive and most people find it gross.
Like no, I think you're energy. Right. I think it's supposed to, yeah, but then it's just too forward for me. I'm not that kind of, I couldn't do it.
So he put his penis on your leg. Were you not attracted to his penis, or were you like, this energy stinks? I don't like this guy.
A bit of both.
He was hot.
He was fine.
He was
fine.
He was a hot, muscular man with a dick the size of an elephant trunk.
But it's not like what I
that
wanted.
Landed on Nick's
knee. It wasn't the vibe that I wanted.
Right.
They're a bit aggressive down
right.
there, and it's just not what I wanted.
Yeah, I'm weird with energy, too. A vibe has got to be right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'll take vibe over looks to a certain degree. You know, someone's got to be attractive, but
yeah.
I'll take a dirty vibe over, like, really attractive and fun. I don't like fun.
No.
In bed.
No.
Yeah.
Bob was sort of our madam, Bob the drag queen. So he was running around. He's like, what stripper do you want? So, of course, I don't know how to handle it. So he got me this one, very cute, clearly straight. And he's like, at one point, everyone else is like half naked with their strippers going in the private room. I'm sitting next to this guy rubbing his back going, I think the candle business is going to be a great idea. Like, I just don't know how to be that. I can't. I don't know how to do it. I can't do it.
It's not your vibe.
No. And he was like, do you want to go in the private room? I was like, under no circumstances. I was like, do you have a girlfriend? Like, what's, you know, like, he just was so confused by me. I think I was the only person that spoke Spanish, too. So, like, he felt like he could talk to me.
But it's also the vibe you bring as a patron. Like, I know I'm not bringing the right vibe in the strip club.
Right.
I just look like Nosferatu walked in. Like, yeah. I'm not bringing the vibe.
You can hear behind Nick, like,
right.
this horrible, terrible energy.
I don't like strip clubs. The private room is just for money. They want to just jack you up for money. Yeah.
But what do they do in the private room? That's what I want to know. Do they? But they don't actually fuck.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Some, I'm sure, do. I remember I did a college in New Orleans with Pete Corielli and Louis Ramey. This is probably in the late 90s. And we went down to Bourbon Street. It was off season. And I went to a strip club and I was wearing satin boxers. And I had two pairs of satin boxers I used to wear. I couldn't wear them on a plane because I would slide and it was very uncomfortable. But I remember I went in and this girl was sitting on my lap and she wanted me in the private room. She's like, I'll really show you a good time then. And I'm like, okay, in a second. And I just kept getting her to, like, she was just sitting on my clothes. I was clothed, but she was doing the right motion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to be able to fucking to nut. And I did. And I shot in my pants. And I'll never forget, I went out and I just showed, like, Lewis and Pete. I'm like, look, how great is this? And they're like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
I really ruined everybody's trip.
I went to a strip club once in Montreal with Trixie Mattel and Reese Nicholson and Solomon Giorgio. And the guy there, they go completely naked, jack off on stage. Like, it's insane.
Wow.
And so we were like, oh, my God. Like, we're in a full, Trixie's in full drag. And we're like, Jesus. You know, and this one guy came up to me. He's like, for free, I'll go in the room in the back with you. And I was like, no, that's okay. I'm just too uncomfortable.
Also, nothing's for free.
For free? Oh, you wanted it for free.
That's what he said. But I was like, no, I wouldn't, like, leave Trixie's side.
Who's Trixie? I don't know Trixie.
Trixie Mattel. She's a really, really funny drag queen.
Oh, okay.
You'd love her.
Yeah, drag queens are very interesting. The whole argument about drag queens, they're just campy and fun. Like, I don't think ever drag queens are sexual energy. They're all just, it's like a fun, like, performance energy.
Oh, yeah. This guy's still on the phone?
He's still on the phone? Oh, you can let him go. Thank you for the call. So sorry. The guy who was critical of the technology just hung around to enjoy the show. That's what you get, sir. Your laugh gave you away. <You've> been... But yeah, drag queens have a fun energy. Like, they're like,
yeah, very,
it's like
fun.
It's like a Lisa Frank folder out in the wild. Like, it's just like color and
fun. Even if they did want to be sexual, who cares?
I don't find it. I've only seen a couple of stand up shows, but it's always like, hey, honey, you know, they just kind of like your aunt. But
it is. It's your Italian aunt at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do we have another person who's on the... Hello, you're on the phone.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? It's Mike. I'm from New York.
Hey, Mike. Welcome.
Hey. So I have a similar issue that seemed like you struggled with in the past.
Small dick and no career?
I have, like, a problem where, like, I have sex all the time. Like, I'm very sexual. And I feel like, you know, I want to get into a real relationship. But not only do I sabotage myself with the sex, but I think the reason I'm also trying to, like, screw all the time is, like, I'm covering up for the fact that, you know, I don't make as much money as other people in New York City. Like, you know, you got to be balling and have a lot of cash.
Right.
You know, I feel like there's just, like, this level of cachet I don't have. So I'm like, you know, a girl who's not going to want to take me seriously to date, she'll fuck me, but she's not going to want to, like, you know, be with me long term. I can't pay for a house and all this stuff. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I just want to get your guys' take on that. Like, there's something I'm just struggling with, but it's like, I think it's a two-part problem. Like, I'm very
sexual.
Have you
thought of improv?
But I do think it's like that. Maybe the cause.
Yes, we know a great improver in Chicago right now who's fucking doing deep dish jokes outside of a fucking
Illuminati's.
Now, here's what it might be. Like, sex is like a drug, like any other drug, right? So it's not even that you, it's like you could be drinking or you could be overeating or you could be doing coke, but you're having sex. It's just like, it's an escape. It's a fucking, I use it to escape. Like when I'm depressed or whatever, I go right into porn or, that's probably what you're doing. You don't make enough money. You're not happy. And so that kind of makes you feel better. It's kind of, I get it.
But then do you actually feel better? Like after the actual act of sex, do you feel better, more fulfilled, or are you seeking more like balance in your life? Like, is the sex overtaking it? Do you feel like,
well, if you're asking me, let me give my answer.
No,
we would be no, I don't actually. I'm down one sock.
No, it's literally
it sounds like you're having a lot of sex and you want more than just sex. Right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel like after the sex, like anything else, like after the sex, I feel like good for a second, and then like obviously fucking empty, and that's why I want a relationship.
He's saying he's feeling inadequate. It's
like, I can't get the relationship for the money.
Yeah, I don't know. I think can I be honest with you? I think that you're focusing on the wrong things. I think you're looking at all the superficial things of money and status and this and that, and I don't think that's what people are actually interested in. I think if you're finding people that you think are interested in only that, then that's also not the right match for you. I think you need to find what you're actually good at and what you're passionate about. Focus on that, and people who are actually in that world will come to you and you'll have more things in common. I think you're trying to live up to a certain standard that just isn't realistic, that most people who you see in those positions aren't even really in those positions anyways and wasting money and doing drugs and wasting their lives and they're not happy.
But you guys feel, one last thing, I'm sorry, but you guys feel like since you've gotten more like famous and like obviously making more money in your careers, like I'm guessing like your options definitely, you know, got better, and like you got, I feel like you guys got into relationships like later in your career.
He's so stuck on the superficiality of it all.
Is that not true?
To be honest with you, I think sure it can help with our confidence, but I also think if you talk to comics, especially like me and Jim, I don't think much has changed. We're still at the Cellar every Friday. We're still just hanging out with comics, and then we just want to come home. So I mean, do you feel different, Jim, or do you feel
my options? I only have options because I'm a stand-up. Like literally anything, I left to my own devices, I would be married to somebody who is a disaster. My life would have went in a totally different direction. But I don't have like the physical, you know what I mean? Like if I was a really handsome guy, I would. But I'm like an average guy. But it's all personality with me. They always fuck me for personality. It's like they're like, all right, I'll fuck him because he's funny. You know, it's never like enthusiastic. So anything I've gotten from being funny. So yes, for me it did change. But you're in good shape. You're a good looking dude. So for you,
but I also wasn't in shape or had this hair for, you know, it's like I've also done stuff to myself, like
that's right,
to sort of add on to make myself look better. But it really just came down to making me feel more confident. But I think in terms of like, I think the larger picture, like my life, I don't think my life has changed. I'm still just playing Fortnite every night.
Right, I remember when you started.
Yeah.
I remember when you stood in the pandemic, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like you're focusing on things. It's you're never going to win.
It's the type of women you're going for. If you're only going for the women that clearly are only into the flashy, superficial shit, then you're always going to be disappointed. So it's going out and trying to find the women that maybe a date to them is literally just walking around the park or something, and they don't need you to go out and buy them an Hermes.
Because you didn't mention once about like your personality, like, things you're interested in, common interests, like things that you're passionate about, things that make you feel inspired. What inspires you in other people? You really only brought up things that are flashy. So maybe also you got to take a good look at your, have some reflection and see what it is about yourself that feels the need to be so concerned about the superficiality of it all, and figure out what you're actually passionate about. And then find people who have more common interests that way.
All right, sir. I hope that helps you. That's better than the advice I would have given.
Thank you.
Which would have been just fuck all you can. Stop your sniveling.
But I get it. You know what I mean? Dating in this city is very hard. Unless you live in New York, it's really hard to describe what the dating scene is like and the pressure on the. But I think if you just pare everything down, I think stop looking at like all the flashy stuff around you and just focus on like, what am I actually interested in? So it's like, for me, I came here, I was just interested in comedy. So I made my whole life comedy, and then you sort of branch out from there. But it can't start with, got to get into this club, got to be seen with these people, got to be wearing this outfit. What are you you doing? What are you, like, in sixth grade trying to impress your bully? Like, grow up.
Yeah, it's hard not to fall into that when you see other people doing so much.
For
like,
sure.
It's difficult not to fall into it. Like, you see other people getting stuff. You're like, fuck, I want that. And how do I get that?
Especially in New York or L.A. where so many people are getting so many things.
And you do real estate. So I was going to ask you, too. Do you ever flirt with anyone when you're, like, showing them an apartment? Not that you'd sleep with them, but do you ever kind of...
No, I would sleep with them. But, I mean, for me, look, my kryptonite is just my utter raw sex appeal. And I want people who want me for my brain.
Yeah, I understand.
But... No, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, New York in general, period. No matter what career you're in, it's hard because there are always super successful people in that career.
Yes.
And you see them and you're like, that's the life I want. And you can't focus on the life that you currently have. And then it is what it is.
Yeah. We'll go to just a couple more people. Who's on? What's your name?
Hey, Jerry from Kansas. Love you. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Not you.
Oh, that hurts. It's an old Bob Kelly story. Did you have a question
hey,
or a comment
Jimmy.
For Nick and Mateo or Jim? Well, I had to say my own name.
Well, Jimmy, I was just wondering when you were going to have Anthony on again. Hey, I'm talking here.
I'll have Anthony on soon. He just got a nationally syndicated radio deal, so I'm very, very happy and proud of Anthony. Anthony will be back on very soon. I'm doing his show in April, so hopefully you can tune in on ABC and listen to us there.
And do you think with him going to WABC, does that show any... reflecting of the radio world in general kind of changing to really not be afraid anymore?
Yes, part of it too. And plus so many talented people not on radio anymore. They're in podcasting. So now the radio field is wide open. So that's it. That's what all this is. I'm just auditioning for regular radio. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I would hate regular radio.
Well, welcome back to Z105. Okay. Well, tonight there's going to be Sabrina Carpenter. And here we go. You know, yeah.
I'm so bad at that.
I'm the Z 100. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. I'm not good at it. Again, you can see how I run a show. I'm not good at introing things. I'm like, that caller, hi. I'm not smooth. All right. Thanks for the call. Check out Anthony's show, and he'll be on here again shortly. Yes, you're on. I can hear you breathing.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you very much, Nick.
That means, I'm the finger gun guy.
The
finger gun guy.
The guy from the beginning and the consensual,
the
non-consensual,
did
the Fonz.
You called back?
Are you both
no,
in the same
the one
room?
Who she slept with.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's what we heard. This.
Yeah, I just...
The plot thickens. Oh, so you're both fans of Jim Norton. Well, there's your first issue.
Yes, I just want to. I just wanted to clear up a couple things.
Okay,
clear it up.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, we wanted to know why you didn't come.
Okay. Yeah, why didn't you come or make her come?
And what was with the finger guns?
Yeah, exactly. How's Jenny Piccolo?
So the first thing is.
Yeah.
The first thing, it wasn't 5 minutes. It was definitely not 5 minutes.
No, of course.
Okay,
not.
It was seven.
Yes.
It was
all
closer
right.
to 15 minutes.
Okay, 15.
Whoa. All right.
Now.
She lied by
so
a third.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she under-exaggerated.
Right, don't tempt
and
us
then
with
the other
time.
Thing is the finger.
What's the finger?
The finger gun thing.
Yep.
That's how I come. So I did come.
You come from finger shooting someone?
Yeah, I come and then I finger gun at the same time.
I just want to say we didn't have rights for years and people.
Yeah.
Now,
but this was allowed.
This was fine.
This was fine.
When did you discover or make that your trademark move? At what point in your life were you like, I'm coming and I'm going to finger gun?
And what woman was like, I loved that finger bang at the end.
Yeah.
That really, really added. I squirted after that.
And especially the part where you go, when you blow.
Well, I grew up on a dude ranch.
I do. Okay.
And I think that's where everything started.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate the clarification.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either, but I'm concerned it would be a stupid call. But I'm very
and at
happy
least you switched to finger guns instead of real guns. Lord knows this is a serial killer on the call.
That is true. I mean, finger guns are pretty harmless.
Yeah.
I guess. Not necessarily.
Unless you're finger banging. Thanks so much. Catch me at Z100. Yeah. You can see.
Or unless your finger just keeps going limp. How humiliating would that be? All right.
That is how Nick fingers. He's got a limp wrist.
The scary movie. Use my strong hand.
Yeah.
Hi, you're talking to the three of us. Three chums.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hi, what's up?
You're in a car.
I hate to say this because I'm a big Mateo fan.
Oh, no.
Drag me.
Because I know he's from Chicago. I'm Chicago all the time. I'm from Northwest Indiana, so I'm guessing that makes him pretty grossed out.
Is it Gary?
Close. Yeah. I'm by Gary. I was actually just living in Hammond.
Oh, wow. Okay. Work. All right. Well, it's a quick trip to Chicago.
No, more backstory, though.
Yeah.
More lore, please.
I just pulled into a Buc-ee's and grabbed myself a fistful of beef jerky. Okay, so. What were you saying, sir? What is your question?
I have a friends with benefit situation going on.
Okay.
And she's not doing well. She's like 5'9" and has dropped down to like 102 pounds. So I'm guessing she's like anorexic. And I don't even think it's like a body image thing. I think she's like so depressed she can't just even like have the desire to eat anymore. I don't know, there's a lot going on, and I'm like trying to figure out how to navigate the situation. I care about her. I don't want to just leave, but it's also like I don't want to engage physically anymore because it's like,
yeah, I get it.
It's, you know,
did you think you were calling into BetterHelp therapy? I don't know if we're super qualified for this.
Oh, I'll handle this. Believe me, I've had a lot of women on the edge of the cliff. I've been around a lot of women who've lost their appetite. What I would say is, all you can do is be a supportive friend. I probably wouldn't be fucking the person now. I would just say, just be a friend and try to encourage them to get into therapy and get help. That's all you can do, man. You can't fix people. They say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, but you can make him thirsty. I would just say, encourage her to go to therapy. That's all you can do, sir.
Right. Yeah. It's and then I'm
glad that resonated.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Jim Norton too. I miss Self Crowd a lot.
Thank you.
Self Crowd was pretty great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of anyone else currently on the podcast, or just Mateo and Jim?
You really are leaving Nick out in the cold.
Hilarious, Nick.
Not right.
Yep. And then there's Nick.
Nick's very funny.
And then there's Nick. Like
Freedom Fighter, whatever the fuck else Maud did.
Yeah.
God's gonna get you for that, Walter. Fucking great was she. Fucking awful. What was she with? Those muumuus, those terrible
outfits?
Yeah,
those like the Maud coat. Like it was like a yeah.
I would wear everything she wore.
The original Bill Macy. That's why William H. Macy, I think, is William H. Macy. Because Bill Macy was the guy who played Walter, her husband. Fun facts they on did, the podcast.
On Family Guy, they did the intro of Maude. Did you ever see that? Like the long intro. And it kept going and going. And at one point, it was like, Amelia Earhart got on an airplane. Except for that one time when she didn't come back. Susan B. Anthony always out doing stuff. Walking around, holding up signs. And then Peter's like, and then there's Maude. And then finally, they get to it. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ. There's Maude. Jesus.
Do we have one more call? We'll go to one more person and then we'll wrap up. How long have we been talking?
An hour or two.
Jesus. Okay.
Oh, we're good.
Yep. Hi, you're on the telephone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Alex. I'm calling from Tennessee. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome aboard, Alex. We're all terrific.
We're bitching.
Yeah.
Working in a steel mill while you're calling to us? Is there a quieter room you can go to that
is
like
really awful.
A metal melting factory or recycling? Like, what are you doing?
I know. You sound like the guy who fucks Sissy Spacek at the end of every film.
I'm waiting for single men before they go into the bathroom at the gym.
All right. Fair, you're at
but
the
it's
gym.
Still loud.
What's up, sir? You've gotten the sour news. We appreciate that. What else?
Do you have a question or need advice?
Yes.
So, me and my wife have been married for some time, and I'm wondering, how do you set up with another couple?
Oh.
Swingers. Mm. You know they have cruises for
yes,
that.
They do. They do.
That might be a good thing, because then there are thousands of people on it. There's no pressure if you do anything, or if you do, you'll never see him again.
I hate cruises.
I don't love them either, to be honest.
The food. Why does the sausage taste like the strawberries? Everything is awful and bland, and the food is terrible.
I love
you do.
And you, oh God, you look out your window and it's just the dark sea. I don't like.
You know,
it
I did go on one cruise when I did Bert's cruise like a year and a half ago, and it was fun because it was only 4 days. but I could see being trapped and feeling trapped because the seas were rough, so we couldn't dock in a couple of places. So you're just kind of stuck on the ship. It was fun because it was all Canadians, but yeah. I don't know if I would.
Have you ever hooked up with another couple before, or this is a first-time thing?
No, this is a first-time thing. In fact, me and my wife have had previous infidelities, actually.
Oh. Okay. Are you a cuck?
It sounds like we're on Judge Judy.
Yeah, I've had previous infidelities.
Yeah. Bert?
So instead of having your own infidelities, you're like, well, if we're going to cheat, we'll cheat together.
Together. Yeah.
I mean, kind of. Okay. It's sort of a long story, but basically mine was with a hooker and hers with more texting.
Oh, gotcha. Sacho,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not even comparable.
That is true.
Mine was with an escort, and hers was a wink at a guy at work.
Yeah, that's true.
This is, like, not even... It's like I was being fisted in an alley, and she shared a cupcake for a coworker's birthday. Like, this is the most so... And you tried to present it to us like this was absolutely the same thing.
How do you not love this guy? He's out banging prostitutes. I forgot the condoms, and she sent a fucking eggplant emoji.
Right. So clearly it was your idea to do this swinging.
I was going to say, whose idea? Does she want to do it? Or is it both of your ideas? Or is it your idea and you're gaslighting her?
Well, it kind of, so afterwards she was upset for a while and we talked about it and she said, well, I'm not really upset about the fact that you did it, more the fact that you went behind my back.
Oh, that means
she's okay. And then it kind of evolved into that.
She wants to fuck somebody.
So
else.
She wants anal.
So and she mine, wants her
on
turn.
My end with
that's it. Yeah, we're both right.
I think the right thing to do is not another couple. You find another guy, you sit in a corner and have to watch.
Ooh, the cuck chair.
Yeah.
In the motel. I like cuck stuff, though. No. I'm dirty. I like that.
No, life isn't even Steven.
Huh?
I've never been more embarrassed for a response in life my entire isn't... life.
What do you mean?
He said life isn't even Stevens.
Yeah, that is really a
and
bad.
It brought me back to the Disney Channel show Even Stevens.
Ooh, good show. Starring. Good show.
I've never seen it.
I should sit in the corner for that one.
Yeah, you really
at least the first time, oh and then God. If you want to introduce couples after that, but you got to give her go.
That is true.
I really like this guy. He goes, I should sit in the corner for that.
Yes, you should.
For the first time, give her go, and then from there you can introduce couples and see how it goes.
But after your Even Stevens line, I do believe you should be on cleanup duty. Cuck boy on cleanup duty. All right, well, thank you very much. Good luck, my friend. Careful of threesomes, though, because you can fuck up a relationship.
Yeah, make it a foursome.
Even that, I did hurt a relationship doing that one time. And it was like, then it just kind of made me too jealous and I didn't like it. So it was one of my exes. I wouldn't do it again.
Gotcha. Well, I did it with Peter Allen.
And Charles Ashton.
And Charles Ashton.
And Red Buttons.
And he was my best friend. Red Buttons and Red Skeleton were so funny.
I know nothing about Liza Minnelli, so I don't know how much of that is accurate or not.
Almost all of
our straight friends are like, the only thing I know of Liza is everything you say, and I don't know if what you're saying is right.
I know.
But I'm like, it's all true.
She was friends with Red said. Skelton.
Oh, it was so funny. He gave me a giggle.
Have you met her?
No, she's one of the last. If I meet Barbara, I've met Mariah Carey. So now if I meet Barbara Streisand, which that'll be the hardest. But Liza feels a little more attainable. Mm. Her pianist reached out to me to say that. He's like, I just have to say, I think your Liza Minnelli impression is the best I've ever heard.
You think she would like it?
She probably wouldn't even know what's going on.
Oh, she's a little older now, I guess, right?
Yeah. But I still want to meet her. My friend Henry got to meet her at her birthday party. He's friends with Alan Cumming. They had a birthday party together. It'd be great to meet her. I look just like her, though. It's the great thing about it. I don't even have to do drag.
Really?
It's just I am her.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Streisand? What would you say to her?
I don't know. She seems powerful and she might physically strike me.
You probably only get a 5-word limit with her.
Oh, I would just say, I actually don't know what I would say to Streisand. I don't know what I would say to her.
I would just talk to her about the movie Nuts.
Oh, Nuts.
And how much I enjoyed that.
Did you?
I did enjoy it because I didn't necessarily love her thing. But I did like Carl Malden in it, being a creep. And I did love Richard Dreyfuss in that. I thought Richard Dreyfuss was great. And Leslie Nielsen. Who doesn't like
Leslie Nielsen in that movie?
He's the one she killed.
Oh, that's right.
What are you going to do? Fuck someone else? He was so mad and jealous. It was great. You didn't love this one.
No, I like Funny Girl. I like her music more than I really like her
Prince
movie.
Prince of Tides?
No, I can't.
Guilt Trip?
And Prince of Tides. Guilt Trip?
That was genuine offense.
Of all of her movies, you jump to Guilt Trip?
Guilt Trip. I do often dress up like Yentl or
Yentl. Oh, Yentl. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one.
I mean, she has palm olive fingers, and she's just walked in as a full woman in like 1912, and she's like, I want to study the Torah. Like, let him in.
not the most believable.
No, and she was like 42 at the time, trying to pretend she was like 16. I think Anshul was the name of her character. Oh, I also didn't like A Star Is Born. You know what it is?
Is she in the original?
The Guilt
no,
Trip.
The second one. The original was Judy Garland, and then there was the Barbara Streisand, and then there was the... I mean, there is a 1930s one, but it wasn't a musical. But Streisand's hair is what ruined it for me. That perm.
Perms are never good.
Ooh, Hello, Dolly.
No, Hello, Dolly, she was panned because she got the role after Funny Girl, and it should have gone to Carol Channing. She was way too young for the role. This is really... really ruining your audiences.
No. I could talk Streisand hits and misses all day.
There you go. He'll cut
Please
it.
Feel free to edit all of this.
No. This is not only is this staying in. This is what the reel is going to be. This is the Instagram reel. No, I don't.
Keith Robinson.
You know what? I would be curious about Keith's his feelings about Barbara Streisand.
Oh yeah, you think I haven't spoken to hours and hours and hours about this with Keith? He thinks she's a good singer. Doesn't think she's better than Celine Dion.
I agree with that statement.
That might be right. I mean,
I think she's a better singer than Celine Dion.
I don't.
But just to hear Keith doubling down on the Celine Barbara argument would make me
happy. That's my girl, Celine. That's my girl.
Well, yeah, they both have things going on. We just kind of sit there and don't move and look at each other. Two silly stiff geese staring at each other. Oh, well, Mateo and Nick, thank you guys. This is what we always forget to do. I don't have any, and there's no pressure to do, but I have no catchphrase for this show. I have no cool thing to say at the end.
I think
end
you
of
got it,
it
now. You got the air gun, just like that guy after he came.
Yeah, but they can't hear it.
What did he say after? What did he say when he came? He did the air gun thing.
Did he say anything?
No, he does it while he comes.
Then your catchphrase is,
And what's the name of your podcast? I mean, again, this is
our podcast is called I Never Liked You. It's a 15-minute podcast where we just rant and rave about things and we
yell at each other.
Yell at each other.
I learn a lot of things that I don't know.
Get into public fights with Lizzo.
Did you get into a fight with Lizzo?
We did.
We did.
She came, yeah.
I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about it anymore.
Well, she came after us real hard.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nick, to be fair, she was right. Nick didn't know.
She's not in the wrong here.
Nick didn't know when World War II was. He asked if it was in the 1800s.
There's no way to know, Jim.
I understand. It is a difficult. There's been a lot of wars.
Okay. So then I said, because I was saying it came out the same time. We entered the war around the same time The Wizard of Oz came in. And then, which is like 1939 is when The Wizard of Oz came out. Or 37. Sometime around there. So, and then Nick goes, you mean to tell me when the world went to war, our response was The Wizard of Oz? Which is funny.
Sure.
But then it blew up because people were so angry. And then it got to Lizzo. And Lizzo hadn't spoken up since her allegations of what happened with her backup dancers in Amsterdam. So this is the first time she spoke up. She played our clip on her Instagram and TikTok and then doing her makeup routine was like, I hope these kids are joking because this is terrible. This is the problem with the education system. This is what's wrong with this country. And then all the comments on her page started saying, I can't believe you haven't spoken up yet about your allegations. And this is the first thing you're bringing up. Like, yes, Nick is autistic and stupid, but you're wrong. So everything went after Nick again. Then it was a week of people coming after her for that. Then she quit Instagram, quote unquote. She was like, that's it. I can't stand all you guys. I'm quitting Instagram. Then people came into our comments thanking us. So it was a whole full circle with Lizzo because Nick didn't know when World War II was.
And she handled that pretty poorly. She didn't need, she couldn't just made fun of it and joked about it, but maybe the fact that she was self-righteous annoyed people.
Well, also too, maybe. It's a comedy podcast where Nick clearly made a joke and she cut out conveniently the part of the podcast where he made the joke about, we went to war and the our response was the Wizard of Oz. That's the joke.
Yes.
But she is right. Nick should know in World War II.
Right. I mean, she's not wrong. I am the failure of the U.S. education
system. No, but
I
wouldn't say the autistic and stupid. I think that
no, those are the comments. No, she didn't say that. Our fans say that about him.
Our fans come to my defense with that.
But they do.
That's how they defended Nick.
That's how they defend.
He's autistic and stupid. And,
yes, literally.
And that's
literally
that.
What they said.
Oh, that's nice. At least they stick up for you.
Every comment. Well, in Nick's defense, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great together. I mean, legitimately funny. I've watched a lot of your stuff, and it's so goddamn entertaining. Genuine. And thanks so much for being on today. I appreciate
it. No, thanks for having us. We had so much fun. Pew.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over. It's time to go. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.